Okay, we're going to learn. As we mentioned many times, the previous Rebbe's original Basi Lagani that he said before he, that he wrote before he passed away, and the Rebbe said that he gave out the Maimer for his passing. So the previous Rebbe then wrote for my Maimarim, because he had a problem speaking because of his stroke. So the previous Rebbe at the end of his life used to write my Maimarim. So the previous Rebbe wrote four Maimarim, one for Yud Shvat, which was his grandmother's yard site, one for the 13th of Shvat, which was his mother's yard site, one for Beis Nissen and Purim, a Maimer for Purim, and Beis Nissen, which was his father, the Rebbe Rashab's yard site. So he wrote beforehand four Maimarim. Now many times when the Rebbe would write Maimarim, or even for themselves, they would write a Maimer without a beginning and end. Afterwards, they put in the beginning and end, as a Pasuk or a Gemara, and they would ask questions, and you know. So there was a structure of a Maimer, and then they would later on put a beginning and an end. Okay? So in these four Maimarim, the Maimer for Yud Shvat was Basi Lagani, so the Pasuk and Shir HaShirim. The Maimer for Yud Gimel Shvat was the Yeshevis Beganim, also a Pasuk and Shir HaShirim. Then the next two Maimarim for Purim and Beis Nissen had no beginning and end. Okay? So those Maimarim don't have any, those the other two Maimarim of this, it's called the Hemshech of Basi Lagani, didn't have beginning and end. Each of the four Maimarim had five chapters each. So altogether it's 20 chapters of the whole four, the series of four Maimarim. So every year, starting from Tov Shin Yud Aleph, when the Rebbe said his first Maimer, the Maimer was basically set and explained the first paragraph of the Maimer. Second year, Tov Shin Yud Beis was the second, primarily the second paragraph of the Maimer. And this went on until Tov Shin Lamed, which was the day after they wrote Mashiach Sefer Torah on the 9th of Shvat, Tov Shin Lamed, 1970. So then, the Rebbe finished the Basi Laganis, the whole Hemshech of 20 Maimarim. The next year, the Rebbe started again. So Tov Shin Lamed, the Rebbe finished Eischof. Tov Shin Lamed Aleph, the Rebbe went back and explained again. The Maimer was based on the first Os, second Os, third Os. And that finished basically in Tov Shin Nun. But the Rebbe stopped saying Maimarim before Tov Shin Nun. Okay? So there's two Maimarim that the Rebbe explains. Now, this year, because it's Tov Shin Pei Gimel, so you have like this, Tov Shin Lamed, Tov Shin Nun, Tov Shin Ayin, right, at the end of the 20-year cycle. And then we come this year, which is Pei Gimel, which would be Eisud Gimel. Okay? So we have two Maimarim from the Rebbe that the Rebbe explained Ois Yud Gimel, chapter 13 of the Maimer. One was Tov Shin Chav Gimel, and one was Tov Shin Mem Gimel. Okay? So therefore, the Rebbe spoke many times that it's not Stam he said in Os on that Maimer, on that particular chapter of the Maimer. The Rebbe said the Avoid of that year is the chapter of that particular chapter pertaining to the year. Okay? So we have two Maimarim of the Rebbe that apply to this year, which is Tov Shin Chav Gimel and Tov Shin Mem Gimel. Got it? So that's the why, how these two Maimarim come into the, what?
Did the Rebbe finish the two that were just the center ones, or the beginning and the end?
No. The beginning, the first two Maimarim had a beginning and end, and the other two didn't, but every year the Rebbe still continued the Maimarim. Right, but the middle part is still there. It's still four chapters. So the Rebbe explained that chapter, even though it didn't have a beginning or an end.
I mean, this
is for Yud Shvat. Now, the Rebbe, even though officially he wrote it for his grandmother's yard site, his mother's yard site, but the Rebbe said, obviously, he wrote it for his yard site. Okay, so therefore, this is connected to the Yud Shvat. Now, Chassidim of today's generation So by us, the emphasis is not as much as the previous Rebbe's passing, and he passed away, but it's more so that the Rebbe became Rebbe then. So in our generation, the emphasis is more at the day the Rebbe became Rebbe versus the day the previous Rebbe passed away, which didn't exist in any of the earlier generations. In the earlier generation, the emphasis was on the Yartzeit, the Chavdala Tevis. Tomorrow is Alter Rebbe's Yartzeit. The emphasis was on Alter Rebbe's Yartzeit, not on the Mittel Rebbe becoming Rebbe. But in our generation, it changed. Whatever.
Why didn't he have the beginning?
When did he add? Because the Rabbeim would write Maimorim when they were divinely inspired, and then they just throw the beginning and end to fit in.
Is there a reason for not adding
the
beginning?
No, they said because when they wrote the Maimon, they wrote the concept in Chassidus.
A general concept.
Well, this is all 20 Aesis and Basi Ilgani are interconnected. It's one continuation.
Would you say that the Maimon is more a Chokhmah and
no, no. Okay, so this is the Maimon the Rebbe said in Tovshim Mem Gimel, which was 1983. And the beginning of the Maimon, the first two Aisyos are just a kitzur of the previous Rebbe's Maimon until Aisyot Gimel. And then in the Rebbe's Ais Gimel, he starts explaining, a Maimon based on that. Okay, so he says now, that's where the first two Oasis are pretty routine, but then later it gets very hard because the Maimer, the previous Rebbe Maimer of Tavshin Oasis Gimel speaks about the level of a locus that's called Lemaila Maila Adin Ketz, Lemata Mata Adin Tachlis. Lemaila Maila Adin Ketz, meaning godliness is all the way up, till no end. And lamata mata ring tachlis also all the way coming down, all the way to no end, which is a difficult concept. Okay, so let's see it inside, and then we'll hopefully, again, no guarantees of what's going to be when we get into the heavy stuff. Basi lagani achesikalo, the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, I've come to my garden, my sister, the bride. Umevi chakmar chamad mor bali lula b'mayma shenita nal yodei. That the maimer that it was given, because again, he didn't speak. The Friedrich Rebbe had a stroke, he couldn't speak, but he used to write maimorim that he gave to learn Basira Bishvat, or Mini Ozen from them. Nasa Minig Yisrael Teira becomes the Minig of Yidin. Lilme Teira, to learn the Lilme Basira Bishvat, Bechol Shana Vishana, to learn the previous Rebbe's maimer every year. Maimer Upirusha Medrash. The meta expression, what the Chazal tell us in the Medrash, Basi Lagani, what is this pasuk referring to? Hashem says, I have come back to my garden. So what is that referring to? So the Medrash says, Gani means Lugnuni, to my dwelling place, Lamakim Shoya Ikir Bitchila. In other words, the Medrash says, Hashem said, I have come back to my garden. That means, come back means I was there, I left, and Hashem came back. Where was the primary Shechina when Hashem created the world? It was down here. What does it mean, Tachteinim? The Koya Aleilim Azeh Tachtin Agashmi, which refers to this low spiritual world, physical world, where the primary level of the essence of the Shechina, and the Rebbe explains in the first Basi Lagani, Iker Shechina means Malchus the Ein Sof Lifnei Atzimtzum, even higher than Tzimtzum. V'acha kachinei al yinyin yodua the Adam Arishin. And through the Chet of Adam Arishin, Nistal kashchina me'aris l'ariki Arishin. We know Chazal tell us, the Gemara says, that's what you're supposed to think when you say Echad, Ches is eight, which is seven heavens and earth. Okay, so the Gemara in Chagiga says the names of each one of the seven heavens. So it says, when Adam Arishin sinned, okay, so the primary Shechina was down here. That's pictured with our coarse brains. Okay, the Shechina was down here. Adam Arishin sinned this terrible sin. He threw the Shechina up off the earth to the first heaven. Then the sin Cain killed the Hevel. It went from one to two. Then it was the sin of Enosh. It went 3 to 4, whatever. It went all through the seven Avedis, it went all the way up to the seventh heaven. Then the seven Tzaddikim came, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Levi, Kohos, Amram, Moshe. So they brought the Shekhinah back down. Avram brought it from 7 to 6, Yitzchak from 6 to 5, Yaakov from 5 to 4, you know, all the way to Moshe. Not you, thank God. Moshe was the seventh, and all seventh are precious. So they brought the Shekhinah back down to earth. So when Hashem is saying, the Medrash, this is all Medrash. The Medrash says, when Hashem, the Pasuk says, Basi Lagani, Hashem says, I'm coming back to my garden. What is that referring to? It refers to Hashem coming back, the Shekhinah coming back by Matan Torah. That's what the Medrash says. And it's self-understood. The Rebbe explained, I'm talking from various different memoirs. So when the Rebbe said, when the Medrash says, it's self-understood that from earth to heaven is a bigger jump than from heaven to heaven. Because heaven to heaven is still in heavens. Just, you know, one, two, three, four. The jump from earth to heaven was a bigger jump than from heaven to heaven. And that's why the Chet Eitz Hadas was the worst of all sins. And because of its severity, it caused the Shekhinah to jump from earth to heaven. Therefore, the same thing coming down, it's self-understood that from heaven one back down to earth is a bigger jump and a bigger undertaking than just bringing it down from 7 to 6 to 5 to 4. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the seventh, and the Medrash says all seven are precious, so he was able, through Matan Torah, to bring the Shekhinah back down to earth. That's why Chassidus explains that Adam Rishon in the Eitz Hadas brought evil into the world because the Shekhinah left. So Matan Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu undid what Adam Rishon did in the Chet Eitz Hadas. That's what it says in the Zayah, Paskas Uamasam, the impurity level of the world left in Matan Torah. The problem was when they made the Egel 40 days later, it redid the Eitz Hadas. That's what's so terrible about the sin of the ego, because there's a reincarnation, so to speak, of the Eitz Hadas. Okay, so he said, Vayidei Shish and Yonama built it to him. And through the other six things, Shalach is a holso, Shechina Lamaila, the Riki Ashvi. So the Shechina went all the way up to the seventh heaven. Then the Tzadikim of the world. Hey, Chome Echad Avram, from Avram Avinu. Same thing afterwards. Dirt achad dirt, tzaddik achad tzaddik. So again, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Levi, Kos, these are the seven generations from Avraham Avinu to Moshe. Ad l'Moshe Rabbeinu, to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shoyashvi, who was the seventh. And as the Medrash says in a different place, B'chol Ashvin Chavivin, all seven are precious, meaning the seventh day is Shabbos. Seventh month is Tishrei. Seventh year is sabbatical. Seventh sabbatical is Yovel. Everything in seven is a very precious number. So Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash says, was the seventh. And all the seventh are precious. So here it is, Hashchinah. Mekia Aleph La'oretz. To bring the Shekhinah back from the heaven to earth. V'zel gamayida avidot metavkinim shel b'nei Yisrael. And that's the Aveda of every single Jew, who is the Pasuk says, V'amech kulam tzadikim, lefalo inyan the tzadikim yeshu oritz. Like it says in the Pasuk, Kol Yisrael yeshon chelok lel mabad, the Mishnah says. And then it quotes the Pasuk. Why? V'amech kulam tzadikim, everybody, every Jew is a tzadik, lelam yeshu oritz, that they bring the Shekhinah back down to earth. In other words, what is the Aveda of every single Jew? To bring the Shekhinah back down into ourselves, into our environment, whatever it is.
Just one level? It's only up there one level?
It's enough. V'yishkin olad ala hainu laham shulchal yishkin lamata. To bring down this Shekhinah. Aliyah ba'ariz ba'ilam azah tachtin. To bring down this Shekhinah. Aleha ba'ariz shein tachtin lamata mimena. That there's nothing lower than it. to have this dwelling place for Hashem. That's why it says, Va'asu li migdash, Rebbe quotes this in the Maimer, Va'asu li migdash, make for me a migdash, a mishkan, v'shachanti b'seicham. So the Mefarshim explains, it should have said grammatically, b'seichai, make for me a migdash and I'll dwell in its midst. It says, in their midst. Which means, the Mefarshim explained, that within every single Jew, you have to create a mishkan. Now, when we brought the Hashem down, the Shekhinah, back down to earth, Moshe Rabbeinu, right? So it was temporarily at Matan Torah. What kept the Shekhinah down here permanently at that time until the Ego was the Mishkan. That was the home of God. So it came down by Matan Torah, and that's where right after Matan Torah, Hashem said, build a Mishkan. Right? Because it had to keep the Shekhinah down here. So that's why it says every Jew has to make this space of Migdash, this Mishkan for Hashem, because every Jew is obligated to bring the Shekhinah down here. And that's how it is. What is the Aveda? The Stalik recorded the Kusha Brichu B'cholu Almi. Okay? Again, the Rebbe is leaving out a lot of parts of the Maimon, but he quotes the Zohar, which is questionable where it is in the Zohar, the Rebbe writes. But anyway, there's a famous Zohar that says, Kariskafya Sitarachra, when a person breaks evil, is talik yikarid the kutsha brichu b'cholu almin, becomes revealed, is talik yikarid the kutsha, the preciousness of Hashem, b'cholu almin, simply it means in all worlds. Istalik. One second. So it says in the Zohar, istalik, you call it the kutsha. When you break evil, you reveal, is what it means. What it means is it reveals, istalik, you call it the kutsha b'richu, the preciousness, the gilui of godliness, b'cholo almin. Simply means in all words. The previous Rebbe explains in the Maimon, the Rebbe is alluding to it very briefly, that istalik, like you said, means leaving. When a tzaddik passes away, istalkus. Not istaklus. Istaklus means looking. This is istalkus. That's leaving. Okay, so it means a tzaddik leaves. Why do you say istalkus? Here it means bringing down. Because when a tzaddik leaves, like the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, when a tzaddik leaves, he just leaves in the physical world, which limits him. But now he's spiritual, so he's more here now, the Zohar says, than he was before. So yes, he leaves, but he's revealed more now. He's tadik according to Kodesh B'rechu B'cholam, the Rebbe explains, the previous Rebbe in the Maimon explains, what does it mean? It becomes revealed, when a person breaks evil, may they break the temptations, it becomes revealed a level of godliness that B'cholu Alman means it's such an infinite revelation of godliness that all worlds are equal compared to that level. In other words, in finite revelations, Atzilus is higher than Briya, which is higher than Yetzira, which is higher than Asiya. That's in the realm of Mamala Kol Almin, in the permeating level of godliness that permeates the world. So the head is higher than the heart, which is higher than the foot. Right? But in the when you speak about the infinite level of godliness, the highest and the lowest are both the same. So he says, "Kadeskafya sitarachra." When a person breaks evil, what they do is they reveal a level of godliness which is b'chulu alman b'shava, equal in all worlds. Meaning, it's such a great revelation that the highest world and the world, lowest world are both the same. The Greek learned many times the mashal. In the physical person, when the neshama comes into the body, okay, the body is alive. The head and the foot are equally alive. That's the indirect life that the neshama gives to the body, that i.e. it's alive. Alive, the whole body is equal. Then you have the functioning of the neshama in the body. Brain thinks, eye sees, nose smells, mouth talks, hands write, and feet walk. Over there, the head is higher than the heart, which is higher than the foot. So in the level of Mamala Kol Almin, the staka higher and lower. in Seviv Kolamni, encompassing infinite level of Hashem, the highest and the lowest are equal. So the Zohar is saying, when a person breaks evil, they reveal, istalek, they reveal a level of godliness that's b'chulo almin, that's equal in all worlds. And that's the Iker Shechina that was down here and left. Meshe Rabbeinu brought it back by Matan Torah. And this is the avodah of every Jew on a continuous basis. To be continued.